I've thought a lot about whether or not I should encourage my son to become a pastor. I have not made a decision about it, so I guess this is some more of that thinking. I think a lot, too, about money, and you've probably already heard me say before what I think about money, which is that it's not real. And what I mean by that is money is not real the way this chair I'm sitting in to write and record this is real. Instead, money is real the way the word chair is real. Money is not a physical thing itself, but it is a communication about things. Even more so as more and more of us move away from the physical talismans of paper and coins to the literally digital, the numbers we store on paper in our heads and on internet servers. But even paper and coin talismans are not much more than communication. They are literally words on a page or in metal. Money is real, like words are real. Money is communication. Not particularly clear communication, either. Money could tell you something about the chair I'm sitting in to write and record this, just the way the word chair does. But the word chair tells you what it is. Money tries to tell you what it's worth, but which version of worth? How much the chair cost? Knew what it was worth to the seller, how much the chair was bought or exchanged for to get it into my office, what it was worth to the church that put it here for me to sit in, because let me tell you, no church I've ever worked for paid full price for any of the chairs I've ever sat in. Stewardship. Or how about how much this chair is going to cost to get rid of someday? Because let me tell you, I'm going to sit in it and it'll give up long before me. I'm no quitter. Also, stewardship. Anyway, money could say something about the chair. It has several times. It has said several different things about the chair. None of them, though, as clear and concise as the word chair. What does money say about a pastor? Do you realize that churches pay less for a new one than for an old, heavily used one? Regardless of age, most people get one for next to nothing, even though they cost churches in the ballpark of $100,000, depending on a great many factors. Pastors are dirt cheap if you consider what it takes to become one and what a good one will do for you with no additional cost. Pastors are massively expensive if you consider that they are in many ways exactly the same as lay people. You're way underpaying if what you're getting is a church CEO. I mean, if you're getting a good one, and that's a big if. You're way overpaying if you've got him sweeping and vacuuming. Not that he can't, won't, or shouldn't do that. I'm just saying he's not hourly, is he? So what is he worth? Who's asking whom, right? Money says a great many things about pastors. None of it clear, none of it concise, none of it as clear and concise as even the rather nebulous term of pastor. Zechariah's son, Iddo, was the chief officer of the half tribe of Manasseh in Gilead during the reign of King David. When David was done warring and mostly just governing, and governing well and amassing the wealth that would mean King Solomon, his son, was the wealthiest ruler Israel would ever have, and he was planning the building of the temple. And what did that wealth say to and about and for and with a guy like Iddo, who undoubtedly benefited from it and was under a lot of pressure because of it and probably didn't have any training in managing it because he just wanted to lead his people, his greatly extended family? Was he a good CEO or an expensive janitor? Who knows? Wouldn't I like my son to be a good CEO? If you're going to be a janitor, wouldn't it be great to be a really expensive one? Should I encourage him to be a pastor for the money? Yes. Because money is communication. No, I won't encourage him to become a pastor for the money he might earn. It's not an ethical way to get rich. But if he wants a certain kind of relationship to money, if he wants money to say something about him and his work and his relationship to his work and the relationship between a group of Christians and his work, if he wants not an hourly or salaryly relationship to his work, but an entirely vocational one, if he wants a job where it's his job to put money in its place over and over again, not only for himself, but for a whole group of Christians, if he wants a job where it's his job to only use money, to use everything, to say things about Jesus, well, then I'd encourage him to be a pastor. But that encouragement won't be much different than my encouragement to him to be a Christian. Don't do it to get rich. Do it because you are. Because through everything you have, God says something about you. You're not cheap. You are free. So use everything you have to say something about him. Use everything to say Jesus to everyone. Money talks. You get to decide what it says. So whatever you do, be clear. Say Jesus. You and I are dust and breath, loved by God, bought by Jesus. This podcast is written and produced by me, Ethan Cherney, pastor of Bethel Lutheran Church in Menasha, Wisconsin, member of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Outro music arranged and performed by Mr. Peter Shawey, who is like finding grapes in the desert. Keep in touch. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook, and also send an email to dustandbreathpod@gmail.com. There's a website with some swag and ways to donate if you're so inclined. But more than that, thank you for listening and sharing with a friend. Reviews on any of the podcasting tools also help promote the show. Now, go do what God called you to do. Be who God made you to be. See what God can do with dust and breath and faith in Jesus, his Son.